ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः हरे कृष्ण Today we have to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4, Text Number 5 and 6. 5, there is no purport, so we will read 6 also. Tadabhi tad abhipretam I don't know how to do that. Three, four, five, probably. Tatapi tad abhipretam Tatapi tad abhipretam Janannaham arintama Janannaham arintama Prishtadonvagamam prato Prishtonvagamam parto Pada-vishleshanakshamah So we'll read the translation and go to text number 6. Yet in spite of my knowing his desire to destroy the dynasty, O Arindama Vidura, I follow him because it was impossible for me to bear separation from the lotus feet of the master. Please repeat the translation. Yet, in spite of my knowing his desire to destroy the dynasty, O Arindama, Vidura, I followed him because it was impossible for me to bear separation from the lotus feet of the master. Text number 6. Adrakshamekam asinam vichinvandayitampatim Shrinikedam Saraswatyam Kritaketam Aketanam Sinikedam Saraswatyam శ్రీనికేతం సరస్వత్యాం మతజిస్ ద్రాక్షమేకమాసీనం Hare Krishna translation. Thus following, I saw my path westward. Prabhu, westward meaning? Okay, right. Adraksham, I saw. Ekam, alone. Asinam, sitting. Which in one, deeply thinking. Deitam, patron. Patim, master. Shriniketam, the shelter of the goddess of fortune. Saraswatyam, on the bank of the Saraswati. Kritaketam, taking shelter. Aketanam, being situated without a shelter. Translation purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Thus following, I saw my patron and master, Lord Sri Krishna, sitting alone and deeply thinking, taking shelter on the bank of the river Saraswati, although he is the shelter of the goddess of fortune. Please repeat the translation. Thus following, I saw my patron and master, Lord Sri Krishna, sitting alone and deeply thinking, taking shelter on the bank of the river Saraswati, although he is the shelter of the goddess of fortune. Purport. Those who are in the renounced order of life often take shelter underneath a tree. The Lord was found by Uddhava in that condition of taking shelter, as do persons who have no shelter. Because he is proprietor of everything, everywhere is his shelter, and everywhere is under his shelter. the entire material and spiritual cosmic manifestation is sustained by Him. And therefore, He is the shelter of everything. So there was nothing astonishing in His taking shelter. In the way of the unsheltered who are in the renounced order of life. Hare Krishna. Thus in the purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yeah. That's better. Okay. Hare Krishna. So, here it is the meeting between Vidura and Uddhava. Uddhava met Vidura on the bank of river Yamuna. Then Vidura asks what is happening with the Yadu dynasty and Lord Sri Krishna. Then Uddhava was in different moods. He was expressing various symptoms of bhava. Last time we discussed a little bit about it. Kampa, Vaivarnya, Sarabeda and all those things. And then Uddhava was talking about Krishna's pastime briefly in Vrindavan. And then he discussed about the pastime outside Vrindavan. So this part is part of what was happening outside Vrindavan, Krishna's pastimes. So here, the Yadavas went to Prabhasa, and then they treated Brahmanas very nicely, and they fed the Brahmanas, and with the permission of the Brahmanas, they honored the remnants from the left by the Brahmanas. And after that, by the arrangement of the Lord, they drank liquor made out of rice. And they lost, all their composure. And then they started fighting between them. That's again the arrangement of the Lord. So in short, they all came to assist the Lord in His pastimes. They are not of this material world. So they have to go back after their function is done. So there need to be something, which can be related to this material world so that, they disappear from this material world. Some relation should be there. Just like, when the Lord appear, He appear in a form wherever he appear in, which will suit that atmosphere. Just like if he appear in the among human beings, then he appear in two-handed form, just like that. So everything will be related. So here Krishna has shown such a pastime by which all the onlookers, the human beings can relate to it. All they fought and then they are no more there. So as you mentioned, they have to go back to their own dham, their own place. Like, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu, when Krishna's pastime had to happen, so there were recruitment in the heavenly planet. So Abhimanyu was son of some devas there. So all of them were ordered, now you have to go to the earthly planet to partake in the pastime of the Lord. So the father of Abhimanyu, that time not Abhimanyu, he is in the Devaloka. He said, no, I can't bear the separation of my son, so I want him to be here. Then it was said that, No, don't worry. He will go and come back very quick. So Abhimanyu, you know, he entered the Padma Vyuha and he was killed at the age of 16 or so. So whatever is happening, you know, there is, you know, some other wonderful reasons which we can connect to Krishna very nicely. So Yadavas fought among themselves, and I think in the previous verse or so it was mentioned, just like, you know, the bamboos, there is friction in the forest and then create fire. Similarly, this Yadavas fought among themselves. Externally it appeared like that and they left the world. So these are all the arrangement of the Lord, and Krishna could foresee it. No, anyway, it is his arrangement, so there is no surprise that Krishna can foresee everything. So he knows that is what is going to happen. So he went to the bank of Saraswati and sat down underneath a tree. And today's verse is from that part. Yet in spite of my knowing his desire, tatapi tad abhipretam jnanam, tatapi, in spite of knowing, abhipretam means his desire, jnanan, knowing, I know what is his desire, aham, I know, arindama means, O Vidura, I know his desire, I know what Krishna want. So Krishna's desire was to finish that family and then Uddhava was to go to Badrikasram. So these are the desires, you know. Uddhava understood that these are the desires of Sri Krishna. Two things: the Yadu dynasty finish, then Uddhava has to go to Badrikasram. So even though I know this is the desire of Krishna, Prishto Anvagamam Bhadu. Anvagamam means, you know, he followed. Uddhava followed. Dhatu means master. So even though I know this is his desire, I followed him. I just followed him. Why? Pada Visleshana Akshama. Pada Visleshana means separation from his lotus feet. Pada is lotus feet. So I can't bear the separation from Krishna's lotus feet. So I just followed him. Akshama means I'm not able to bear that separation. So even though I know all these things, I just followed. So that was in the text number 5 and text number 6. Adraksham ekam asinam vichinvan deitampatim. Thus following, I saw my patron, the master, sitting alone and deeply thinking. Vichinvan deitampatim. Vichinvan means he is deeply thinking. Deitampatim means he is a master. So he is a master and he is Sri Niketam. Sri Niketam means he is the shelter of Goddess of Fortune. So even though he is the shelter of Goddess of Fortune, he is sitting under a tree and meditating and thinking as if there is no other shelter. So this is like, you know, he was looking as if in the renounced order. So Srila Prabhupada says, those in the renounced order of life take shelter under a tree. So they don't have any specific shelter. There are different levels of renounced order. We may discuss a little bit about that. So just like those who have renounced everything, Krishna has taken shelter under a tree, as if he has as if he has no other shelter. So just like Narupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami was taking shelter of different trees in Vrindavan. They don't even sleep under the same tree, because then later on they will feel like, oh, this is my tree, that is your tree. In the renounced order. So I think it's there in Radhanath Maharaj's book, The Journey Home, about the so-called sannyasis in the Himalayas. So they are wearing only cowpin. So they put cowpin for drying, and these two sages of the Himalayas, so-called sages, they were fighting. This is your cowpin, that is your cowpin. Why you took my cowpin? So that's not, may not be much of renounced order of life. So Krishna says, you know, one need not be such a renunciate. Prabhupada said, if you can cultivate your Krishna consciousness very nicely at home, be at home. Or if in a nice center like this, if one can cultivate Krishna consciousness to the perfection, no need to go for so many Tirtha Yatras. Stay and practice very nicely. So, and Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, better to be a dutiful householder than a mithyachari sannyasi, imposter sannyasi. So renounce everything, go to the Himalayas. Why renounce? Sometimes, no, oh, this taking responsibility is very difficult. So let me be brahmachari. Or so with that mindset, when one come to the ashram, or then it's very difficult to maintain. I remember in one temple, I'm not blaming any brahmacharis, but I'm just giving. Then don't take the renounce order, you know. Don't take Brahma. So this boy, you know, he was serving in the temple, and the temple was paying some money. So two or three brahmacharis were there, and one brahmachari went on holidays for 2 months, and the brahmachari who remains, he said, "No, I will do his duty also. You give me double the salary." Huh? Double salary. Yeah, because other brahmachari is on holidays. You give me double salary. Better don't. You know, go for a nice job outside. Work nicely. Earn your money. And then go for the devotion. That will be fantastic. So in any case, so renounce order of life also. Prabhupada is explaining in one of his lectures, you know, different levels. So we are talking about brahmacharis, even the sannyasis also of different levels. Starting with something called kutichaka. Kutichaka means, you know, I finish my responsibility, then away from home, but he is not having the full confidence to be independent, fully. Go outside of home in the village, make a cottage, stay there, but the food is supplied by the family members. Separated, but the food is supplied. Not Kesuno. So sannyasa order in kutichaka. Kuti means cottage. Kutichaka. Then after some times, when he progress, he feel like, no, I should not depend on my family members. He will tell, now don't bring any food for me. I'll go out in the village, back some arms, that's fine with me. This is called Kutichaka, means, you know, cottage. Kuti means cottage. Behu means number of, you know, Eka and Behu. Behu means more than one. So I'll go to different places. Big arms. So, more detachment. Then he further progress, he come to the stage of Parivrajaka Acharya. So in the Behudaka stage, he come to the level of better confidence. Krishna is taking care of me. Let me go out and preach. Go around all over the world and preach. Parivrajaka Acharya. Then comes to the stage of Paramahamsa. It's a perfectional stage. So even the renounced order is having so many different stages. So in this purport, the Lord is sitting under a tree as a person who have no other shelter. Renounced order means one does not depend on anyone other than the Supreme Lord. So this is renounced. So even a grihastha who is practicing devotional service has to, you know, come to this kind of consciousness gradually. He may be at home, but it can be more of an internal cultivation than an external exhibition. Dependence on Krishna. So, this renounced order can be there even at home, staying with family. Just like, you know, I don't know, because the America, it's a different system, but in India, the family bond is too much. You know, they have, you know, kind of culture. You know, the husband wants a glass of water, you know, and the wife knows it very well. When he lifts the hand and the wife knows, no, now he wants water. Okay. It's typical Indian culture, you know. Just like I heard of, you know, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he knew what Prabhupada wants. Prabhupada's many disciples here. So somewhere I read, you know, Prabhupada one time in Mayapur, he lifted the hand and no one knows what for. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj went to the Ganges and bring water from the Ganges. He only could understand. You know, I read somewhere. So similarly, you know, the culture was like that. So much of bondage, the family. So that is when the husband is working and he is earning, he is the tiger of the home. But once retired, he is no more the tiger. Then he lifts the hand and the wife would say, go and take water. You know, I am busy here. So, you know, the fact, if he has cultivated that detachment when he was a tiger, he will not be affected much. But if he has not cultivated, now suddenly this happening, then he will be shattered. So, core is the grihasthas. Whenever one is in the youth, just start cultivating this. Yeah. That's internal. No, we don't show, oh, I'm so much, my dear wife, I'm so much detached from you. You know, no husband says that. But, you know, it's wife or children or whoever it is, it's a gradual process. Do it internally. So, and he has complete faith in Lord's protection. So, the Lord protects everyone. There are, you know, 8,400,000 species of life, and Lord protects every species. Jalaja Navalakhani Stavara Lakshavim Shati Krimya Rudra Sankeka Pachinam Dashalakshanam Trimsha Lakshani Pashva Chadur Lakshani Manusha. 8,400,000 In the verse, you know, when Prabhupada was discussing about this verse, Prabhupada said, you know, Vedic literature is, you know, it's complete. Everything is there in detail. No one can find out how many species of life is there in the water. Jalaja Navalakshani. In the water, 9 lakh species of life. Stavarala Shavimshati, trees and kind of things. Vimshati means how much? 20, I believe. 20 lakhs, yeah. So, 84. So, and Krishna is taking care of each and every species of life. But only one set of species has to work hard for their daily requirement. And Prabhupada says, so that's the result of our civilization. And that one species is human beings. So the Lord protects everyone. So sometimes one may be thinking, no, I had this problem and that problem. Lord did not protect me. And Lord knows what kind of protection is to be given. It is not what we desire. Just like a child may desire so many things. And the father does not give. And the father knows what is to be given and what not to be given. Similarly, Krishna knows how to protect and what kind of a protection is to be given. One time when Maharaj was giving a class and he was talking about there may be some devotees from Africa here, and he was narrating one story about some incident happened probably in the 80s in Africa. So in the center, so there is fight between, you know, two gotras. You know, what's a gotra in English? The people living in the hills. Yeah. So different set of people, you know, one set of, I don't know, caste or creed. And then another tribes, different tribes. So they fight each other. So with one tribe leader, our devotees become very close. And he liked the devotees. And the devotees were giving prasadam. And then our devotees took an extra step. Maybe some one devotee. He wrote a letter to this tribal leader that, you know, you are fighting with the other tribes, that is not good. You are killing people. Be a nice person, something like that. He wrote, and that man thought, now the Hare Krishna people are along with the other group. And he came in a van, I don't know when, he came in some vehicle and picked all the males and some women in that vehicle, took them to some isolated places, asked all the males to stand in line, came with the rifle, pointing to them. And he said there were two Matajis. And one Mataji came in front and said, no, you can't shoot. If you have to shoot, shoot me first. And then you can shoot. So these people are crazy. He shot the Mataji first and shot down all the devotees. So he was telling, all these devotees were serving Krishna so nicely. What was the protection given? Where was the protection? And Maharaj was explaining, so we think about protecting that body. But what Krishna protected is their Shraddha, their faith, or their remembrance of Krishna. So it's a protection. So it's not what we think as protection. I had one experience. So I was into projects. So there was one project office close to the sea. And then the road is along the sea. So in a car, I was taking a U-turn. You know, so road is here and here is the sea. So while taking U-turn, I don't know what happened. Along with the vehicle, I went in the sea. So somehow, you know, I was in my consciousness somehow. I had to get out of this, you know, difficult situation. Otherwise, it's a sure death. So the vehicle is sinking along with me in the sea. So someone shouted, "Open the door and come out." Because, you know, if it goes further down, you can't open the door. So I opened the door, came out. As the car was sinking, I was climbing on the top. And it was further sinking, and ultimately the car sank. And I don't know swimming. I was going down, again coming up. Then I was thinking, oh, anyway, it's over. You know, as I was thinking, it's over. No chance, you know, that, you know, further living. So then I thought, this is the time to remember Krishna. So I was thinking, oh, Krishna, Krishna. Then immediately, you know, the remembrance came. Oh, my father, my mother, my wife, my daughter, you know, all those thoughts came. Then immediately from the shore, one man jumped in the sea, rescued me, took me back to the sea, to the shore, and saved me. Until then, he was just standing there. The moment I thought about my family, he came to rescue me. So I was narrating this incident to one of my god brother, and he said, "You know what happened? If you would have left in that consciousness, that was perfection. But you are not qualified. So even though you could remember Krishna for a while, you know, again you were taken back to this material world because you were not qualified enough." So what I'm trying to say is, you know, Krishna's protection, it's difficult to understand. So now it's 8:30. So I stop here. Srimad Bhagavan Sasin class, Kij, Srila Prabhupada Kij. Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare
Krishna. Can I ask a question?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. You were mentioning about the four stages of sannyas. And how Parivrajakacharya is the third stage and the fourth stage is Paramahamsa. So I'm just wondering, it seems like when we sing the Mangalacharna prayers, or no, not Mangalacharna, Premadwani prayers, Jama Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Paramahamsa, wait, how's it go? Yeah. Jama Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya. So it seems like there's like, both of them are combined. Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, they're Paramahamsas, but they're also acting as Parivrajakacharyas. So I was just wondering if you can explain a little bit about that and how also Prabhupada seemed to tell everybody that they should spread Lord Chaitanya's movement. Doesn't matter what ashram. And we read like traditionally, like the Brahmacharya is a student. He lives in the ashram of his teacher. He does menial service, and the Grihasthas have their role, and so on and so forth. But it seems like traditionally, like when we read, like in the Bhagavatam, it describes that the sannyasis are the ones that go around and preach. But Prabhupada is telling any, whatever you are, a man, a female, grihastha, or sannyasi, you should spread Krishna consciousness. So it almost seems like you could be like a grihastha parivrajakacharya also, or a brahmacharya parivrajakacharya. So I was wondering if you can explain those about those points a little bit.
So as I understand, your question is, Srila Prabhupada is addressed as Parivrajaka Acharya.
Yeah, Paramahamsa, Parivrajaka Acharya. So yeah. Like two of the stages of sannyas are like combined, it seems like. Understand?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Paramahamsa. Okay. So, actually Paramahamsa, he is a Paramahamsa, but he is acting as a Parivrajaka Acharya. Paramahamsa means, you know, he has done with his preaching, then sitting at one place and chanting the holy name of the Lord, just like Haridas Thakur. That's a Paramahamsa. So that's a perfectional stage. So even though Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the names which you mentioned, even though they are Paramahamsas, for the benefit of the whole humanity, they are acting as Parivrajaka Acharya. So, it's my understanding. So, they are Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.